Open wide, it's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quen.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouth.
Blah.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
It's Techno Week, where we're using zero technology all week, except for these microphones and my robot.
We talk about how to do Kegels without getting a bulky, manly vagina.
And did you hear what Allie's up to?
No, what?
And our guest for this week is from the hit show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Golden Globe winner Rachel Bloom.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and polar fleece and dogs in tiny hats.
Okay, so you guys, Quen has a secret admirer.
Oh my gosh, shut up. I do not.
She totally does.
Okay, well, it doesn't count as a secret admirer if he's famous.
Okay, so you guys can't see it, but a giant bouquet of roses showed up at the office today with a card that said, Love, C. So spill it, Quen. Who is C?
Okay, well, it's kind of soon to talk about it.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's Chris Martin, frontman of the genre-bending legendary rock group Coldplay.
Oh my God, he's so... famous.
Yeah, he is like super fame.
That's crazy. So you guys are dating?
Well, it's like more serious than that because he actually wrote Clocks for me.
Are you serious? You never told me that.
Well, it's the only song on my iPod,
Yeah, I just thought that maybe that was because you were like basic.
I'm not basic.
Okay.
If I were basic, would I have met Gwyneth's dog walker? And like, honestly, okay, she was so down to earth.
Okay. Wait a minute. Clocks came out in like 2002. Weren't you like 12 back then?
Yeah, but like he played it for me last night and he was like, I wrote this for you. Well, he said, I'd like you to hear this song. But that basically means like, I wrote this
That's
for you.
That's amazing. It's totally time for you to be dating a celebrity who doesn't respect you.
Yeah, totally. And like, I don't know. It'll kick Chab into shape too.
Seriously.
Wait, do you have a secret admirer?
Yeah, I mean, my neighbor Gontard keeps painting portraits of me on the walls of our building where I'm holding the head of a goat, but I do not fall for lame pickup lines, even if he is Banksy.
Ugh, I love it. Let's move on to this week's theme.
Okay, so as you heard me say with my mouth, this week is...
Techno Week! We're saying no to technology so I can see what it's like to ignore Chab's texts.
And I want to see what it's like to stop showering and eat out of the trash.
Div, I don't think that was part of the agreement.
This is part of my personal growth.
Okay, fine. So we've been off technology for 3 days now. And honestly, I feel so much happier.
Me too. I feel so much more free going bottomless.
Okay, Div, again, pants do not count as an appliance.
It has buttons and so does a computer, so.
Okay, well, speaking of, now that I've cut out screen time, I've started to find other ways to entertain myself. Like, I rediscovered Sudoku, which is extremely filling.
Don't you mean fulfilling?
No, I mean, it's like filling up all my time and they taste amazing.
Right. So leaving technology behind has really allowed me to realize all the things I take for granted, like seeing a real dick instead of just pics on Dictor.
It's like Tinder, but it's just a bunch of dick pics.
Right.
I feel more good things are happening to me since I went off social media. Like, oh, like my post on Facebook about going off of Facebook got like 300 likes.
Yeah, ever since I stopped tweeting, I got like 400 new followers.
Wait, how do you know?
I went to an ayahuasca ceremony this weekend and an actual bird told me. Now I can just feel my clout score.
Wow. So, you know, as you can see, like, who needs technology? And to be honest, the biggest challenge for me is just figuring out how to post on social media without actually going on it. So I've had Chab manage all my accounts and my entire job while I'm gone.
I just gave all my passwords to that bird because I trust the shit out of her.
That's so good. I should be more trusting of strangers.
You really should. I mean, like, it's incredible, like, the amount of job leads I've gotten from animals.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Wait, you never answered my question in the bathroom earlier.
What?
Can things replace tampons and pads? Because I can't really use pads since they don't fit into my teeny tiny undies.
That's crazy.
They also make a diaper sound when I walk.
Quinn, wait a minute. Were you wearing actual diapers?
Maybe.
Things can completely replace your pads and your diapers if that's your thing. And if you use tampons, that's cool too. Wear Things with a tampon on heavy days or just wear Things by themselves on your light days.
That's so cool. I don't really use tampons because they kind of just shoot right out of me as soon as I put them in.
I like to wear my Things with a tampon just so that I don't flood the office like last time.
And everyone was so understanding about that.
They were so understanding. We finally have a menstruation room in the office.
Absolutely.
So basically, just know your flow. No matter how you do it, Thinx is a great way to cut down on tampons and get rid of pads and panty liners and save a bunch of money. Oh, and speaking of saving money, you can get $5 off your Thinx purchase with promo code REDUCTRESS.
Plus, free shipping on your first order. What?
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 Wow.
Go to shethinks.com and use REDUCTRESS to help support this podcast and Quinn's teeny tiny undies.
This next segment is our favorite, and it's called
The Mouthwash.
This is where we talk about all the hot topics floating around in our mouths at the REDUCTRESS office. This week, we've been obsessed with an article written by one of our writers, Faith Choice.
It's called How to Do Kegels Without Getting a Bulky, Manly Vagina.
This article is everything to me because I love burning calories with my body parts, but also keeping them tiny and cute.
Yeah. And as someone with a decent sized vag who is not about to apologize for it, I also want to keep that shit in check because I literally never stop kegling.
Oh my God, you're always kegling.
Yeah. I do a lot of kegels and I eat a lot of protein powder because my ex was a Muay Thai fighter and he left a huge box of illegal Chinese protein at my apartment that he'd smuggled in. And now it's just like free food for me. So I do tend to bulk up pretty easily.
You're so strong. You guys at home can't see this, but Div can lift furniture and do all these like crazy things. Sometimes I'll just ask her to get me a towel off the towel rod in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you get so shivery and weak when you get out of the shower.
It's kind of my thing.
Anyways, check out this article on our site. It tells you how many Kegel reps you should be doing and how to get the right form to create long, lean muscle so you're not busting out of your pants down there like a bulky, manly man.
Or if like you're like me, you just do half a Kegel and then it's like time for a juice box.
Oh my God, remember that time you tried to do a Kegel and it took a whole afternoon?
Ugh, yeah, and then I had to get my mom to come help me and then she thought I was looked too tired and insisted on taking me to the doctor. I love my mom.
I love my mom tattoo. I got it in honor of my grandpa. Grandpa, if you're listening, tell mom she pooped on my couch.
Aww.
This next segment is my favorite segment. It's called
Did you hear what Allie's up to?
This is where we talk about our friend Allie and what she's been up to.
OMG. Did you hear what Allie's up to?
No, what?
Okay, well, I saw her at Liz's puppy shower on Sunday.
Cool. I didn't go because I'm still convinced Liz stole my toothbrush. So what's up with Allie?
Okay, so she broke up with her boyfriend because he wouldn't go down on her unless she agreed to have a threesome with a guy. And then she decided she like needed to go to Italy and she's staying at this wine hostel where they have all-inclusive wine.
No shit.
And she hooked up with this Italian guy there. And then she's like talking to him the next day and realizes that he's like her cousin.
No.
But they're still together and she doesn't even know what to do, but she's thinking of moving to Italy. Oh my God. And she can't stop texting him even when he doesn't text back. Also, she thinks she has Marfan syndrome, but isn't sure.
Oh my God, that is so classic Allie.
Yeah. Anyways, that was Did you hear what Allie's up to?
As you know, REDUCTRESS works really, really, really hard to bring you this podcast.
And we work really, really, really hard to talk this long without passing out.
So if you want to support what we do, make a pledge to our Patreon.
That's patreon.com/REDUCTRESS. You can pledge as little as a dollar a month or just a little more to get exclusive content like video, extended episodes, even a REDUCTRESS tote bag.
We're just like NPR, except our glasses are fake.
Even my contacts are fake. You can see them in our next exclusive video on Patreon.
So check out patreon.com/reductress, support mouth time, and then maybe make out with me. I don't care who you are.
She really doesn't. She will make out with you. Okay, Div, not now. Okay, we are so excited to interview our guest for this week.
I didn't do anything this morning. I am like fully sober. Like I wanted to be here for this.
Yeah, this is huge for us because our guest this week is from the hit show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Golden Globe winner, Rachel Bloom. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really love your website. I get most of my beauty tips from your website.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I write those with my feet.
Oh my God, it totally shows.
Thank you.
Wow. So you're the star of CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but we love the show Bones. Do you like Bones?
Yeah, I like the show and my own bones because they keep me upright.
Do you feel like your bones are distinctive enough that if you were involved in a crime, Emily Deschanel would be able to identify you from them?
Look, I think that like most of my bones are like anyone else's bones.
That's so down to earth.
That's so, yeah. You're so grounded.
Celebrities, they're just like us, even their bones.
Wow.
I never think about that. And I have a lot of bones in my apartment.
Yeah. Div is kind of like a bone collector, except for What is it called if instead of like buying them at an auction, you take them?
Free market economy.
Free market economy.
Sorry, are you a grave robber?
No, I just believe that the earth is our daughter and that if something is in it, there's nothing stopping us from taking it into our house.
Wow.
Okay.
I own a backhoe.
It's true. Div does own a backhoe.
We're so glad we could get you here to talk about
this. Okay, yeah, thank
you. So glad. Yeah.
If you had to have a nickname like Dr. Temperance does on Bones, her nickname is Bones.
Her nickname is Bones.
What would your nickname be related to?
But her
to
last
your career?
Name is Temperance?
Her first name
her
is
first
Temperance.
Her first name is Temperance.
Her first name's Temperance?
Yeah.
What's her last name?
I think Booth.
I think Booth. Temperance Booth. It's so
I gotta
relatable.
Say, it just doesn't seem like you gotta give someone named Temperance a nickname. It seems like Temperance is in itself a nickname.
Tempe.
I love it, but it just doesn't really convey like her number one skill set, which is Bones.
Yeah, she's a Bones.
And so it's important, I think, for there to be like a nickname that's like, what's your thing, you know?
Yeah, like if you, so like she works with Bones, so her nickname is Bones. What would your nickname be for like being a showrunner, actor, superstar?
It would be Naps.
Naps.
Because I love taking naps. Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Do you have any tips for taking naps in public places, including preschools that you do not work at or have a child attending?
I would say just what I like to do is I like to put a bush over myself and then just like close my eyes so that no one notices that the bush is blinking.
Wow, you're so down to earth.
That's
yeah.
so good. And the thing so that always gives me away.
Celebrities, they're just like the Looney Tunes.
They are. Yeah, so I true. Blink so much when I'm under bushes, and that's just because it reminds me of the president that destroyed the world.
That's so true.
But that's a really good tip. So you're napping in your trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to nap somewhere else. I get under a bush, and then I go like, right. blink, blink. And then I smell a hot pie, and I want to get some of that pie. So then I go, yeah. Under the bush.
You twinkle your toes over.
I twinkle.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
What do you do to pamper your feet after a long day of twinkling?
Well, I bought a foot bath on Amazon and I haven't used it yet.
Oh my gosh. I love not using things.
Yes, but mm-hmm. even just the idea that I have it makes me feel like I'm pampering myself, even if I never use it.
I'm very ticklish on the bottom of my feet, which something that like everyone knows about me because I basically tell everyone as soon as I meet them because I'm like, don't.
People but like, love tickling Quinn.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why. I guess it's just because I'm so tiny. Mm-hmm. But anyway, sometimes people try and tickle the bottom of my feet and I'm worried that like a foot bath would try some funny business. So I don't let them in my house.
Yeah. Quinn can also have orgasms just from foot manipulation. So.
Okay, that was something I told you in private, but I can, just to repeat, get orgasms just from foot stimulation.
Wow, I'm really jealous. That's amazing.
You told me not to tell anyone.
I did tell you not to tell anyone. But
you know I don't follow rules.
It's just the three of us here.
Yeah. Quinn doesn't understand what podcasts are.
What?
Okay, so we are obsessed with your show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I have
moved to so many places to follow men, so it's like a great documentary about you and your life.
Yeah, great.
And we just had a couple questions about the songs on the show.
Yeah, we love the songs. First of all, one of your first songs that went viral was the Sexy Getting Ready song. And everyone was talking, it was like the talk of the town being LA, but also kind of the world, because you were wearing just a pair of Spanx. And we just were wondering, like, what are those?
What are Spanx? Do you guys not need to wear Spanx because you're so skinny?
Oh, no, I'll wear anything. I just don't know what they are.
I have a waist trainer, but just to use while choking my boyfriend during partner erotic asphyxiation. Is that like what it is?
No. So Spanx, it's like a new fangled kind of girdle, and it's like really heavy spandexy material that you put over your body.
Oh,
so
a
you
leotard.
Can fit under dresses. Oh. It's like a leotard. It's like a thick leotard.
Yeah, I wear a leotard when I'm out DJing.
I put a leotard on Nimbles, my horse, when I want to make her feel pretty.
It's so bad. You really got to cut a hole in the bottom of that.
I can't. Then it won't be like how, you know, Isabella Boyston wears it.
Who?
She's a principal dancer in an American Ballet Theater. It's like you don't even listen to me when I talk.
Sorry. Quinn is such a ballet nerd because she was a professional ballerina.
I'm such
for a
ballet
little bit.
Geek.
How long were you a ballet dancer?
Oh, like 2 months, but I was starting to get all this pressure because people were like, you're so naturally good at this. And I was like, leave me alone. So I decided to get into something a little less delicate.
Which was the horses?
Oh, no. Blowing out candles.
Yeah. Quinn, She got hired to extinguish candles in Nicki Minaj's anything where she was lighting candles. She like worked for her on staff.
I have terrible lung capacity.
Yeah.
I just need to work on it. That's something I'm working
so
on.
So sorry,
I'm
big you're, enough not to even, admit it. You're not even good. You're not even that good at blowing out candles.
Oh my gosh. No, it's like a little wisp. Sometimes the flame doesn't even flicker.
But people just hire her to do stuff all the time because she's so ticklish.
I'm so ticklish. Don't tickle me.
Now we love.
Do you think that maybe people hire you all the time because you seem to be like coming constantly?
That is something I have not considered, but maybe I should. And I'm going to approach a physician about that later.
I'm so jealous of you.
What? I have like 8 physicians. You could have them too.
No, about for me to orgasm, I have to like get punched by a political dissenter in Eastern Europe.
But that's like your type.
Yeah. And like, sure, like they're always willing to do it, but it's like, I wish it were easier, you know?
Yeah. I bet that it probably could be if you just explore it a little bit more.
So we love your show because it is just another musical television show in a long, long, long line of dozens of musical television shows.
There's so many.
Some of our favorites are Buffy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Scrubs.
Xena.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. The Today Show.
We've seen one episode of all of these and they were musicals.
They were super musicals.
Oh, that's interesting. It sounds like what you're doing is you're seeing just the musical, the rare musical episode of otherwise non-musical television shows.
What's a non-musical television show?
Oh, like Bones.
Bones. Yeah, Bones. Okay, so most of these shows are like Bones.
But the thing is, hearing the sexual tension between Bones and David Boreanaz's character, it's like music to my ears.
That's so true. Like, to me, it's visual music because when I look at Bones, I hear, you know, a choir of angels saying, this is the best TV.
Yeah, like a bunch of skeletons playing the xylophone on the rib cage of another skeleton.
It's like when you're like, should a chicken eat another chicken? Is that cruel? It's like, can a skelly play a xylophone of Bones with Bones?
Yeah, if the other skelly is on board with it. I think if it's just as, I mean,
it has to be a consensual skelly.
Sorry, is skelly like a well-known way of abbreviating the word skeleton that I haven't heard?
What I call skeletons.
Skellies. Her mouth is so small that she has to give it breaks.
Skelly. So we love that you do so many things for your show. Did you ever think about maybe though having your character played by like another actor like Lea Michele, or would she be too Jewish? Or like Lupita Nyong'o, or would she be too Jewish?
Wait, what about Josh Hartnett? What's he doing?
Oh, yeah. Or like Matthew Morrison.
From Glee.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wait, what about J.K. Simmons?
Or Emily Deschanel from Bones.
Ashley Simpson?
Nimbles, my horse.
Who do you see playing your character next season?
Well, that, you know, usually TV works for you. You have the same person play the same character. So I plan on playing my character next season.
Oh, what
that
a cool
does kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think it was, you know, it was kind of based on the work I was doing. So the idea of kind of having to audition for my own role or hiring someone famous to play a role that I wrote for myself would have been weird. And it would have been really hard. Your horse is very talented, but it would have been really, really hard to write Nimbles.
Nimbles, yeah.
It would have been really hard to write for Nimbles because I'm writing my character like a human lady.
Oh, okay.
And it would have been hard to get into the mind of a male horse.
I mean, I'm just someone who likes to give as many people an opportunity as possible. But like, I guess now that you explain it, it does make sense.
Look, I'm all for like horse diversity. And sure. I think that would have been a really interesting choice. And maybe for my next project.
That's so cool.
That's so great.
You heard it here first, folks. Rachel Bloom's next project is going to feature horses. And there will be uprisings if she lied to us for some reason here.
That's so exciting. So, Rachel, you started on YouTube, which is interesting because I actually also have a very popular YouTube channel called Div Stabs Whatever. And men, some call them fetishists. I call them my fans. They pay me to stab different things in my underwear, like pillows and skinny pop bags. And sometimes they send me knives or like presents or like underwear for me to wear.
I think that's really empowering.
Yeah, I feel very empowered. Sometimes I get so empowered that I have to like blackout and just like let my body go for a walk. But so how did any of your fans ever send you knives? And do you think that this kind of show could cross over to network television? And if so, which channel?
No one's ever sent me knives.
Okay.
It could your show cross over to specifically network television?
Yeah. Cause I've been like taking meetings, with my fans to talk about what TV they like watching and
Well, network television, there are five networks. I think it might be too edgy for CBS.
Yeah.
And ABC is like kind of more about like family stuff right now. I think the like, sorry, what network is Bones on?
Bones is on TV. Bones is on TV.
That's not a network.
Oh, the only reason we watch it is because our TV doesn't have a remote.
Yeah.
And I glued it to the wall during one of my arts.
It's true.
So we can't reach the buttons show, behind
though.
It.
We don't even want to change it.
So you only get one network, but you don't know what it is.
Bones.
It's just the Bones Network. I think the Bones Network would be a really good network for your show.
Oh my God, that's the highest compliment.
That's so exciting.
I tried to make a YouTube channel, but I was like too tiny to fit in the frame and everyone thought it was a prank.
So Rachel, you live in LA.
Uh-huh.
But the funny thing is that we're in New York.
That's so true.
And the other interesting thing is that me and Quinn and you have all lived in New York and in LA.
It's true. The three of us both have.
We thought that there should just be like, people shouldn't be afraid to have this conversation about like the differences between LA and New York. Like, we need to breach that silence.
People, they live in New York or they live in LA, but they don't talk about it. It's the issue.
They're never talking
about where they should go. Or why.
Or which one's better.
There's never a conversation. And it's like, it's time for people to stop being so afraid of like, it's time for people to think like, what am I missing out on? Or like, did I make the right choice?
Yeah. So tell us, which is better? So just in terms of New York or LA, you've lived in both. We'd like to hear your honest opinion. Which one is better for earthquakes?
God, it's so funny because no one's ever asked me to compare the two before. Which one's better for us? Like, which one has the best earthquakes?
Either.
Whatever it means to you.
Well, LA has the best earthquakes. They're really great. And New York's earthquakes are just like kind of a fart.
Wow, that's so brave. That's so brave
really
to take
brave.
A side.
Thanks.
It's brave. And yeah, it's hard. It's hard to go on record.
Now, what about which one has a better Pacific Ocean?
Well, there's a great club in New York called Pacific Ocean where I did Molly for the first time. So I'm going to say that New York has the better Pacific Ocean.
That's good. Amazing. Yeah, I used to work as a restroom attendant there, but they fired me when they found out that I was working there.
That's so true.
Now, in terms of this one's going to be really rough. I know you've got some people here and I totally understand if you can't answer this, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I brought my kids. I hope that was okay.
I had no idea you were a mom.
I have triplets. It's been really hard.
I have to say, they look a little old to be your
kids.
Look,
it's hard to like explain, but they look older than you.
Sure. They are 36. Basically, it's kind of a big brother program that I do now that I'm in. Now that I'm a celebrity in the public eye.
Yeah, right.
It's like a big brother program, but specifically with people who are younger than you are. And they live in my house and they live in my basement. And I set up like a craft table for them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So were they like so proud when you won Best New Artist over Meghan Trainor?
That I think you're thinking of someone else.
Yeah,
no,
you
I don't
won,
think so. You won the
Best
Grammy for Best New Artist.
No, that wasn't.
That's the only award that we know of. And we're pretty sure you won an award.
I thought that Meghan Trainor was like super mad at you about it.
Yeah.
She is mad at me because my triplets were originally hers.
Wow.
Drama.
Yeah.
Stealing trips.
Yep.
Wow.
Celebstealingtrips.com.
Yeah. Wait, you asked me. You said I have a lot of people here.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So this
my
is a big one.
Are in the corner.
Yeah.
They're
sort of posing sexily.
They think this is an audition. They just.
Oh my gosh.
They don't really know what terms are. Get a pizza.
Sometimes I'll like adopt a bunch of kids and then set them free.
Oh my gosh. I think about being a mother all the time, but then sometimes it's like I look inward and it's like, in some ways, I already am.
Yeah.
Nibbles?
Oh my gosh, that's so insulting. Nibbles is more of a mentor than anything
Nibbles.
Else.
Okay. Nibbles teaches you. Got it. So, what were you asking? I have a lot of people here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is super controversial, but at Reductress, we have a writing space that we set up that's like a sanctuary.
Yeah.
Because like, it's just like a little nook for us to get stuff done. And we condo the shit out of it. Like, it's so peaceful. There's like everything. There's like fishing net with birds tick-tack to it.
Yeah, there's like a cork board and, you know, it's not, there's nothing on it yet, but like we're thinking about it.
We put
it.
Other corks on there that we like that we're saving for other cork boards.
Yeah, and like we have a mirror.
Sorry, you put other cork boards on your cork board?
We're just like tiny cork boards on the corks, yeah.
Temporary corks.
Just like baby corks on a bigger cork.
Baby cork board.
Baby cork bar.
So we believe that like your writing space is like where your ideas come to light. And not a lot of people agree with that.
No.
But when it comes, when you're writing your show,
yeah.
What's your productivity nook like? You have one, right?
I don't. I've actually never heard that term.
Oh, a P-nook? You've never heard of just a P-nook?
P-nook? I've never heard that term, but I will definitely adopt it.
Do you have a sanch?
A personal sanch?
I refer to that as an office.
Hmm.
You ever heard that word?
My dad has one.
Oh, yeah. My dad has a couple. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm thinking of mistresses.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird word to confuse for
dead.
Another word. But in all, I actually do. I write in my office, but then I write a lot in my bathtub. Wow. My husband got me a bamboo bath caddy, and I put my laptop on the caddy, and I write a lot in my bathtub.
How do you get the caddy to stay still?
Oh,
no,
good
a caddy.
Question.
It's C-A-D-D-Y. It's like a term.
Actually, I used to fuck one of those.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like a no.
But
not
he had
a
leukemia, so he had to stop.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
No, not like a golf caddy, like at a golf course. It's this is an object.
Yeah, it is. High five. So we're so excited that you came by, and we're curious if we could play a little recording that we have of an early performance of you from when you were a little kid.
Yeah, we did find this by illegal means, but we found it.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just going to play it
for you. We're just going to listen to it real quick. Oh my gosh. See, you were clearly a performer at a young age. It's you as a baby.
Yeah, I love it because it's just you in your crib at night.
How did you get in there?
It's
like a plot line from Bones.
Wait, you guys are like my age. Were you spying on me when you were also babies?
Did you know that Chris Martin wrote Clocks for Quinn?
He wrote for me.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. He wrote it for me.
Wow. I forgot what we were talking about. That's really cool.
Yeah. So if you have any advice for people who are breaking up with their camp boyfriends, who aren't handling it well because maybe they took some tainted Vyvanse from a dog that they met, how would you help people get over emotional distress and move on gracefully?
Well, you know, you just have to remember that even though the emotions may be strong and feel really real, it's partially because it's a byproduct of our society encouraging kind of love at no matter what cost, like, and love, you can get over someone. You just have to put your mind on something else and eventually it'll pass.
Wow, that's really amazing. And I was wondering if you have any advice for someone who is trying to make a friend at work, but it's just not going their way because, like, there's issues with the work fridge and they keep trying to store some off-brand Vyvanse in there, and they keep saying they got it from a dog.
Yeah, and what would you do if, like your character on the show, Rebecca Bunch, is clearly better than everyone else at her job because she's a badass dragon slayer in a stacked, hot lady's body, and everyone just hates her because she's a hot girl? Like, how would you advise someone to deal with that?
I would say just be true to yourself in both circumstances.
Wow.
I don't know. What's Vyvanse?
It's like Adderall, but smooth.
Yeah. That's what Div tells me, at least.
Okay. Yeah. And you can buy it from a dog?
You can buy it from a dog. Most of them won't. One of them is real chill.
Is it for dogs?
No.
No. They're little. Their bodies are so small.
Yeah. Well, except for that one dog.
That one dog
is huge.
For a little while, I lived on the back of an Irish wolfhound, and I rode him like a pony. And he was cool with it. It worked for us. It was like very nomadic. But yeah, now I live in Cobble Hill. I really like it.
Yeah, I love when like sometimes Chab will be like, can we get a dog? And I'm like, why are you even bringing this up right now? I'm busy. And he's like, you're not busy. You're just painting your nails. And I'm like, that's an activity, isn't it? And then he just like kisses me and other stuff happens. But then afterwards, I'm like, I should have really stuck up for myself.
Well, I mean, he proposes to you pretty much every day.
I love him so much. He's so tall.
He's very tall.
You Chab? See?
Yeah, Chab.
He's like 6 foot, like so tall.
He's, yeah. I mean, and the thing about it is like men never stop growing.
I don't know if that's true.
So he's like 6 feet tall now, but like who knows how tall he'll be tomorrow.
They don't stop growing.
Has he grown since you've been with him?
No, but I think it might be because he's like a little nervous.
Yeah.
So it's like stunting his growth.
That's true. I read that on a piece of paper after writing it down.
Yeah.
On the paper.
Did you learn that from the show Bones? About mm-hmm. how bones grow?
We learn everything.
We learn everything from Bones.
One last question for you. Yeah. We hear that you're married to a man, which means that you got to have a wedding.
Yeah.
Which we love in theory, but we'll probably never have.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you choose to get sandblasted or did you go with the usual wind tunnel?
Yeah. Did you go with a burn tunnel or a sandblast to celebrate?
To get prepped.
What are you talking about?
Oh, where you either stand in a sandblaster and it blasts your sand.
Or you enter from the back of the chapel and you go through just like a standard burn tunnel to the front. And then once you've gone through the burn tunnel, you're ready for marriage.
You know, I had an outdoor wedding.
Oh,
so
that's why.
So you had a burn blaster, a sand tunnel.
I guess that's just like
Mazel
being
tov.
Outside. Thanks.
Yeah.
So we were hoping that you were going to play a game with us.
Great. So fun.
Okay, so some people play Fuck, Marry, Kill, and other people play, like, Marry, Fuck, Kill. But we play a game called King, Barn, Schmarf. And it basically works the same way, except for, well, I mean, I basically explained it. It's like, yeah, instead of Fuck, Marry, Kill, it's King, Barn, Schmarf.
Yeah.
What is, I'm sorry.
Okay,
is,
so King, Barn, Schmarf. Jane Fonda, Melissa of Melissa's Cupcakes, or Rome, Italy.
Okay. I'm going to have to... King Melissa
right.
of Melissa's Cupcakes.
Obviously, okay.
I'm going to have to barn Jane Fonda, which means that I schmarf from Italy because I've never been.
Oh my God. That's so you. I would also King Melissa. But I'd barn Rome because Rome should have more barns.
That's so true.
And I'd schmarf Jane Fonda because I feel like my eyelashes would feel so nice against her cheek.
Yeah, that sounds so good. So what about you, Rachel?
So just to clarify, so king means you'd king someone, like you make them a king.
You make them a king. Yeah.
Barn is mean you just fill them with barns?
You put a barn.
At least one barn in it.
Okay. Yeah. And then schmarf, I'm going to guess, is just like nuzzling?
It's like a butterfly kiss. Nuzzle
combo. That's really sweet. Okay.
Schmarf.
What was it? Jane Fonda, Melissa's Cupcakes in Rome?
Melissa of Melissa's Cupcakes.
Okay,
it's not the enterprise, it's the entrepreneur.
Okay. I'd schmarf Melissa from Melissa's Cupcakes
because
I imagine that her skin smells like cupcakes.
Aww.
That's so accurate.
I would barn Jane Fonda.
Me too.
Just because like I feel like...
she can handle it.
Yeah. And then I guess that means I would
king
Rome, Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be king again.
Yeah, it should be king
Yeah,
again.
That should be king.
It's been a while.
I mean, the Pope's really important. So,
totes.
He is.
Okay, here's the next one. A sick fish, a butler named Fibs, and ponytails.
Oh, this is so easy.
Yeah.
King ponytails, schmarf butler.
You'd barn the sick fish.
Yes, because maybe it would make him better.
That's so true.
And ponytails are king.
I'm going to barn the butler just to show him who's boss. And
Ew.
then I'm going to schmarf his sick fish because he's not feeling well.
You're
going
to get sick, though. You're so gross. Ew.
I'm not gross. I'm just loving. And then that means that I king ponytails, which I like. I effing love ponytails.
We
so that makes sense.
Common.
I like love ponytails.
Yeah. I'm going to king the sick fish.
Oh.
So like his offspring will inherit his bowl.
Yeah, that's a great... I was just trying to make him feel better. And also, like, he's a sick fish, so he can't fight back when I put a little crown on his head.
Mm, that's true.
So true.
I'm going to schmarf the butler named Fibs because I feel like he doesn't... Because he has to live in the quarters of the mansion, and I feel like he doesn't get a lot of nookie.
That's so true.
Yeah, and then I'm going to barn the ponytail because ponies Live in barns.
That's great. Let's do a couple rapid fire rounds of King Barn Schmart.
You tell us.
Okay. You tell us.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your first one.
Oh.
Crystals, Crystal City, and Crystal Our Friend.
I'd schmarf Crystal Your Friend.
Aw.
I put barns in Crystal City, and I'd king crystals.
Wow. That one's kind of straightforward.
Because I put the crystals in a crown.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
I love that.
Okay. Crink, pormp, dink.
What?
Crink, pormp, or dink?
Are those words?
Yeah. Crink is like what you do to your hair when you cut it. Pormp is how you feel when you pee just in time. And dink is when you, the feeling you feel just before you die.
That is a big dink.
Yeah. Crink is like a haircut.
Pormp is like a relief.
You pee just in time. Yeah.
And dink is it's a big moment.
I guess I'd king. I guess I'd king the dink because that's a really important moment and that should be royalty. What is it? The pormp?
P-O-R-M-P. Pormp.
I'd schnarf the pormp because I love that feeling in that moment. And then what was the third thing?
Oh, crink.
What's a crink again?
Your hair.
Your haircut when you get a haircut.
Oh, I guess I'd barn the crink because I'm out of choices.
Me too.
Me too. Oh my gosh. That one actually did have a right answer and you got it.
Let's do the results.
We got the results.
What?
You want to do them, Dip?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
so you're going to live in a shack, schmarf the poof,
and you're going to have me as the pet. Just kidding. It's going to be a teacup pig.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's okay. Like the results.
Thank you so much for coming, Rachel Bloom. Where can people find you in like
media
if you're like in Target
online,
where can they find you?
And on Target.
Where's your go-to in Target?
Like if I'm in Target and you walk into any given Target, where am I in the Target?
Yeah, like what's your favorite?
Like the cafe.
You can find her in the cafe of Target.
In the cafe. You can also watch her show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend CW on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so, so happy you are here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for swinging by.
I learned nothing.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Yay! Thank you.
Okay, so this is my favorite part of the show, and it's the end of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Quinn, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing a mini ukulele open mic at the Coffee Tree next week, so everyone should come check it out.
Oh, it's going to be so small.
It's going to be so tiny. What about you? Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I will be streaking at a baseball field on a day where there isn't a game.
Wow, that's so incredible.
I'm very brave, and I believe in breasts. So come see me as soon as I figure out which field.
Great. And new episodes of Mouth Time come out every Wednesday. Tune in next week where we all swap boobs.
Bye.
Bye.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Drezin. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Rachel Bloom. Check out Reductress.com for more and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.